Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to A Sadhu Shares. Here we are. Back another week. Woo! Life is good. So let me go ahead and do my tuning in chant. Om Namo. Guru Dev Namo. I bow, we bow, ancient divine, infinite wisdom that's within us and all around us. And so it is. It's another beautiful, beautiful day out there. And
it's starting to, don't tell my husband, but it's starting to feel a little bit fall-like. He doesn't ever want to hear that word. He's such a summer guy. But he loves, he calls September Jim Timber. And though, and the irony there is that there are many of our loved ones who have birthdays in Jim Timber. So he has to share days with them. And it just cracks me up. It's actually very funny. And it's very cute. And this year he started calling August pre-Jim Timber. He's such a nut, and I'm kind of like, hey, wait a minute, that's my month, although I don't really claim it the way he does. It doesn't really work to call it a Lizagust. It just doesn't flow, you know. So anyway, here I'm sitting here in my little space in our apartment, my beloved sacred space. It just feels so delightful, and I usually have my laptop working for the radio show so I can look at what they call the studio, and that's not working today. So I'm finding, and the angels have told me that in some ways it's almost better that I don't have that, although I have to kind of keep track of time a little bit, because I focus a little more. I started closing my eyes a lot while I'm doing this instead of looking around, and I really like that, a little more inward focus and just being really present. And of course, those are some of the messages that have been really coming up a lot lately, is being really present to this now moment. Deep breath. And so being present to this now moment, so then I get to notice things. And my eyes, normally going about my day and kind of the essence, are wide open and here and ready to notice everything. What is out there for me to notice? What is out there for me to connect with? What is out there? And it's in me as well. It's all connected. I see it as kind of this infinity sign going back and forth and back and forth, and it feels very lovely and very flowing. A lot of the angels have been giving a lot of messages recently around being in our joy. And I love the image they've given me is that we just fill ourselves up with joy, and we take each little thing that to do every day, like, you know, would I find complete joy from having toast for breakfast? Should I have toast and eggs? Perhaps I should have ice cream for breakfast. And they say, you know, ponder that and say, will it bring me joy? And so it's listening to that still small voice, listening to that internal guidance. And then, you know, if I wear this dress, will it bring me joy? How about if I wear these shorts or these pants? So it's about finding the joy in all things, just the tiniest of actions, the tiniest, what might not seem important, but it all goes together in this beautiful mosaic. And they're saying that as you focus and ask that, will this bring me joy, then it permeates your whole being, And just they showed me this huge toothpaste tube that was squeezing into me, and it was joy, and it was filling every pore, every cell, every crevice of my being with joy. And then the angel showed me that as I walk, and they've showed this for others as well, for any of you, it's like I'm a snail leaving that snail trail. Or it's a slug, I guess, a slug trail. Anyway, either one. And what happens is then as we leave that trail, we are having that others are feeling, are walking along that trail, and they're feeling that joy. You know, I'm seeing this image of, you know, walking down a busy street and someone's going along and maybe they're having a little bit of a funky day, and all of a sudden they hit the little joy trail and they just like, oh, ding. And so then it clicks something for them. And then
they start focusing more on their joy. And that joy is very healing. It's healing for ourselves. It's healing for others. And then as we then that person starts spreading their own joy trail, then this is how Mother Earth, this is how our beloved Gaia will be healed. And I know I maybe talked about this last week, but that's okay. The angels are saying it's important to continue talking about it. So finding your joy, being in joy, so very important, sharing that joy. And you don't even really have to do anything to share it. You just have to be. You just have to emanate that joy. You don't have to try. You just are the joy. And so you just go about your day and you just ask, will this bring me joy? Huh, I'm thinking about going to the library today. Will this bring me joy? And you just wait. Sometimes maybe you'll have to wait as you're practicing and learning how to do this, wait a little bit longer for the answer. But really, then as things go along and it gets more automatic, you won't even have to ask the question anymore. You'll just know what will bring you joy. And basically, it's an interesting idea because in the past, in the old Earth, it would have been considered selfish or narcissistic or too self-serving. You know, what would bring me joy kind of feeling, but that's so not what it's about. It's we're in New Earth, and it would be what would bring me joy. Just very simple, very basic, what would bring me joy. And then it's so important. Okay, angels. Oh, they're telling me I'm to do a chant. Okay, they're telling me to do the chant for miracles because they're saying that for some of you, or maybe many of you, it will feel rather miraculous to feel joyful. So here is a healing, beautiful chant for miracles to help lift you up and lift you out of the idea that it cannot happen for you. This is possible for everyone. So just let yourself be relaxed and listen. Dun dun Ram Das Guru Jinasidya Tinesavariya Puri Hoe Karamata Apasid Jinahare Dhariya Sikhi Ate Sangati Parabrahma Karanamasakariya Akala Ataho Toladu Tera Antana Paravariya Jini to Savia Bokara Say to the Para Utariya Laba loba kama krodha maho marakate tu disapara variya Dana sotera sana hai sachatera pesa kariya Nanaka tu lehana tu hai guru amara tu vichariya Guru ditata manna sadariya Guru ditata manna sadariya. You know, you can go back and listen to that again if you want to. I think you can go to just Blog Talk Radio and you can type in A Sadhu Shares and that you should be able to find it and then look for the recording from today.
So there's something just really beautiful and just kind of take you out of yourself with the, or myself, I should say, with the chanting that just feels so soothing to me. I always used to laugh and say I could have easily become a Catholic because when I was like 14 or 15, I went to the Catholic Church because I was looking for something. And I was seeking, you could say. And if it had been in Latin, I think I've been really close to wanting to join the Catholic Church. But no, it was in English. And so instead, I connected with my uncle is a Sikh, and he invited my mom and my grandma and I to go attend a Kundalini yoga class. And so that's when I was 15. And I just love that class. I totally left my body. I love the chanting. I can still hear my granny singing. She loves to sing. But she's gone. She's gone now. She's in another whatever universe now. But anyway, chanting for me is so delicious and so delightful. Oh, and the angels are saying I could do another chant. Okay. I'll see what that's supposed to be. And it's just a lovely way to kind of take you out of yourself, you know. We can get in this funky space. We're doubting ourselves. We don't think we're good enough. And, the angels are showing me that one of the things they gave as a kind of a tool, like in the last year or so, was to go to YouTube and find James Brown's song Get Up Off of That Thing. And their message here is that get up off of the thing of being hard on ourselves. Get up off of that thing where we don't think we're good enough. Get up off of that thing where we don't believe that we're these miraculous, amazing beings, because we are. They want us to know that. So they say, if you ever doubt, watch, get up off of that thing, James Brown, and dance. Even if you're just moving your hips a little bit with James. So remember, you're a miraculous, amazing being. We all are. We are on our path. We have, all of us, so much to offer, so much beauty, so much love. Being in joy is... it's fun. You know what? It's fucking fun. Yes, it is. And how lovely. I feel so blessed in my life and to be able to share this love and this joy. So, okay, they're showing me that I'm to do the chant. It's called Mool Mantra, and it's the very, very beginning of the Sikh Holy Book. It's like the real anchor. And so there's a whole bunch of words in it, and I couldn't tell you what all the meaning was. But it starts out with Ekonkar, which means there's one God, but I like to translate it as we are all one. So here you go. Ekonkar Satyanam Karta Purakh Nirbho Nirvairakal Purakh Ajuni Saibangur Prasad Jap Ad Sach Jugad Sach Heavy Sach Nanakaho Sipi Sach. We have about a minute left, and I just want to thank you for joining me today. Find your joy. What is it that brings you joy? Honor yourself. Love yourself. You are being healed as we speak. And know, too, that any of that tough stuff will pass quickly. And remember, get up off of that thing. All right. Much love to you all. Thank you for joining me. Goodbye.